A balladeer visiting from Ireland, Sean Tyrrell, will bring an evening of poetry and song called Message of Peace to the First Congregational Church on October 21st. His program is based on the life and writings of a 19th century writer and humanitarian, John Boyle O'Reilly, who was born in County Meath in 1844. As a young man, O'Reilly joined the British Army, but there he led a double life, recruiting men to the Fenian Brotherhood for Irish independence, which was a capital crime. O'Reilly was discovered, and his punishment was a life sentence in an Australian penal colony.
Glory, oh, glory, oh, to the bold Fenian men.
There, a Catholic priest helped him escape, and O'Reilly made it to Boston, where he soon gained recognition as a journalist and poet. He advocated for the rights of and education for the poor, be they Irish, African American, Native American, or any oppressed minority, from his platform as the editor of the Boston newspaper The Pilot, which still exists today. Sean Tyrrell told me he will examine the life of John Boyle O'Reilly through storytelling, poetry, and song in his concert. Tyrrell is still amazed that O'Reilly isn't more famous today. Growing up in Ireland, he knew nothing of O'Reilly until he first came to the United States as a young man and discovered O'Reilly's poetry in a book called 1,000 Years of Irish Poetry. Sean Tyrrell knew he had to share O'Reilly's amazing life with audiences.
When I started it off, it was, I was doing a film treatment, but I'm not a script writer and I didn't know how to write it, but it was a rough treatment to hopefully to get somebody, because it's got all the amazing stories of being imprisoned in Fremantle, falling in love with his overseer's daughter and she with him, and more than likely got her pregnant. It was intimate. He escaped on board an American whaling ship. When the first whale hunt they went on, he insisted on going on the boat. The boat got trashed. He nearly ended his life, so there was a whale hunt. A Moby Dick type story. And then, as somebody said to me, he did the rock and roll romantic idea for me. He died of a young death of a drug overdose, accidental, of chloral hydrate. So it's, but all of that crammed into 46 years. It's an amazing story, an incredible story. You know, as I say about this show, if you never liked a single word out of my mouth as a singer, it's the show is worth it. The actual story alone, because is worth it. I keep saying I'm only the reporter. He's the sort of the genius, the absolutely amazing man. I say it in the show, and I say it without. I mean every word of it. That he's one of my favorite, greatest Irishmen that ever lived. You know, I just love his sentiments. I've learned a lot from the man. He was an environmentalist long before his time. And we're still talking about that, and 200 years later, and it's still, it's an incredible story.
I'll say. And, you know, I've never heard of John Boyle O'Reilly before.
Look, believe me, Carrie, you're not, believe me, 99% of the Irish people have never heard of the man either. And I'm talking about from lecture, I've had lecturers, I've had professors, I've had teachers, I've had all sorts of different people who, I didn't know him until I came to America. When I first came to America and played professionally here, there's a club in Springfield, Massachusetts, named after him. But believe it or not, the 99% of the people of that club don't even know of the man. They have the name, but they have no clue about the man that they're honoring. Because I tried to bring the show there, and they had no interest.
So how will you be telling his story in your concert in Kalamazoo?
Yeah, it starts off with telling me how I found the book and how I found the poems. And then the Message of Peace, the very first poem that I set to music out of that. And I sing that, and I tell where he was born, his early life. And eventually he joined the fit. There's a song after that, and then there's another. I've got a poem by Oscar Wilde that I sing of his prison life. There's a song in there, a poem in there by Bobby Sands about informers, because they were sold out by informers. And then it goes on, there's actually a beautiful, amazing coincidence in it. They had the Fenians, there were 63 of them on board, sent to Australia with him. And to keep their spirits up, they had a concert each week on board the ship. Right? They also brought out an eight-page newsletter. Amazing to think in the middle of all of this misery that these men, they were incredible people, incredible men. None of them quite as incredible as him, but some of them were quite near as incredible as him. And the last poem I set to music out of 1,000 Years of Irish Poetry was a poem called The Angel's Whisper. And one of the Fenians actually sang The Angel's Whisper on board the ship. So there's an amazing coincidence here I broke down actually in tears the day. I broke down the day. Somebody sent me, one of the Fenians kept a diary, Cashman was his name, and he kept all, as we call it, the gig list, all the songs and poems and performances at the concerts. And there I found The Angel's Whisper, the last one that I set to music out of it, because there was no music in the poetry book naturally, so I had put a new tune to it.
A baby lay sleeping, his mother was weeping, her husband was on the far raging sea, the tempest was swelling round that fisherman's dwelling. She cried, "Dermot, darling, come home to me." Her beads as she numbered, her baby still slumbered, smile in her face as she bended her knee. Oh, blessed be that warning my child's face adorned. I know that the angels are whispering with thee.
Sean, do you know any other performers like you who are, in their around 70 that perform solo shows around the world?
Oh, I'm sure that, yeah, I did. There's a man on it on the way over here right now. I think he's going solo, a fellow called Don Stiff, a great singer from my hometown of Galway. I'm not the owner, no, I wouldn't be the owner. What I'm doing with poetry and song, and that is unique in the sense that I've also set to music a 17th century poem written in Irish, Oscuilge, Cuath an Bhannaigh, translated into English, means the Midnight Court, and that was a 1,200 and something, 1,300 lines poem that I set to music.
Well, I do like the thought that what you're doing now, you could have done 200 years ago had you lived back then, too.
Well, that's possible. That's possible, yeah, because these guys, Samuel Lover and Charles Lever, and I think O'Reilly himself, I have the vague suspicion that he maybe sang one or two of his own poems, like Cry of a Dreamer or Today. I have a vague idea that he possibly sang as well. Though there's no mention of him performing at the concert that I remember now.
Well, as soon as you arrived in the United States, there was a horrific shooting.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. I read about it yesterday.
Are there any things from poetry that seem to address that or could?
Well, in a sense, it did not. I mean, that's so horrendous that this. It's beyond beggar's belief what sort of a human being could do this. So young people going out at a concert listening to music and being mowed down. And oh God, I only read a bit. I couldn't read it. I'd only heard a little bit before I left Ireland, and I just was down for a coffee yesterday in a coffee room. There's a paper there, and I picked up, but I couldn't read much because it's too horrific to contemplate. There's nothing in Irish poetry that would prepare anybody for that. I don't know if there's anything in American poetry prepare. But what I'm just saying is, when are the government here going to get the news and say that this, something has to be done? This man had 42 weapons. If this isn't a wake-up call, what is, When does this violence stop, It's horrendous.
Well, would you mind giving us a few lines of John Boyle O'Reilly in anticipation of your concert?
The infinite is always silent. It is only the finite speaks. Our words are the idle wave caps on the deep that never breaks. We may question with wand of science, explain, decide, and discuss, but only in meditation the mystery speaks to us. And then the other one is, life is a certainty, death is a doubt, men may be dead while walking about. Love is as needful to being as breath, loving is dreaming, and waking is death.
any final words on your tour and coming to visit us again in Kalamazoo?
I'm looking forward to it, really, because there was a woman, my wife and I, Connie, have a cottage that we rent out in County Clare on the west coast of Ireland, and a couple of people came to visit us and rented the cottage. And they were from Kalamazoo, and the instrument that I actually play, it's a Gibson, was made in Kalamazoo, Michigan. So I got to talk to her about it and tell her about that, and she said that, you know, she was going to get in touch with me. She said, would I come out and do a concert there? So it was she that got in touch with Dave Marlott, and which was great, and I was delighted. I had a lovely time the last time. I really enjoyed it, and I'm really looking forward to it again.
Sean Tyrrell will perform his concert, A Message of Peace, on Saturday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Kalamazoo. Details are on Facebook and at seantyrrell.com, SeanTyrrell.com. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence.